This would be the largest restoration project in the history of the Apostle Islands. It involves work on the 19th century lighthouses, dating back to the days of wooden oar carriers that depended on the steady beams to help them navigate and stay off rocky shoals. Park Superintendent Bob Krummenacher says they will do lots of work at some light stations and just shore up others to prevent deterioration.
So we step back from the here's what it was during the peak to the what's the desired future condition realistically to preserve them into the future and provide some good public experiences.
The Apostle Islands National Lakeshore was given $7 million from Congress, most of it in 2009. Now they're about to do the heavy lifting.
Hopefully we don't have to close multiple lights for two summers, but we can phase things in and still have some public access at some of the sites for some of the time. We've been talking a lot about just the logistics. I mean, to work on five lighthouses in Lake Superior all at once, it's going to be very confusing around here. I know that.
Krummenacher says the most extensive work will be at the Michigan Island Station, built in 1856.
It's a cute little building, but it's been closed up for the most part, rather moldy in there. You know, all the interior plaster has been cracked and peeling. It just wasn't a very hospitable place.
Some work has already been done, including emergency stabilization of the 111-year-old brass and glass beehive-shaped Fresnel lens and lens room on Devil's Island. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.